Welcome to Tradutex Portuguese Lessons Podcast. Olá, eu sou Helena, and on this episode we're going to talk about the past tense in Portuguese. But just before that, I want to let you know that Tradutex Portuguese Lessons Podcast is now on Patreon. Patreon is a platform where you can support the projects you like. So if you're enjoying listening to this podcast, and if you would like it to carry on, you can also become a patron. As a patron, you get a PDF with the highlights of each episode, pronunciation tips, written posts, audios and videos about the Portuguese language. You can get in touch with me every time you have a question related to Portuguese, and you can even participate in a monthly live session with me. Go to www.patreon.com/tradutex and learn more about it. So on today's episode, we're going to start studying the past tense in Portuguese. And first of all, we're going to study one tense that in Portuguese is called pretérito perfeito. Pretérito perfeito simples. This tense belongs to the mode indicative, or in Portuguese, indicativo. And all the tenses belonging to this mode are tenses that we use to express things that we are certain about, whether it's in the present, the past, or the future. And this particular tense we're going to look at today, pretérito perfeito simples, do indicativo, is the equivalent of the English past simple and present perfect. What do I mean by this? So, first of all, let's look at the name of the tense. First, this tense is called pretérito, and pretérito is a grammar word meaning past. So all the past tenses in Portuguese will be called pretérito something. This one, pretérito perfeito. And this is what I want you to have in mind on this episode and on the following ones. We're going to focus on the pretérito perfeito. Perfeito literally translates as perfect, but we're not doing a past perfect. We're doing a past simple. And then, when we say pretérito perfeito simples, the word simples, meaning literally simple, in grammar terms, when we're talking about tenses, means that this tense is only with one verb form. So it's not a compound tense. We will conjugate the verbs using only one word. That's what simples means in grammar terms, referring to tenses. So for instance, when we in English we think about the past simple, let's say of the verb to walk, if I want to say something easy as yesterday I walked, that past simple is translated in Portuguese with pretérito perfeito simples. And to say I walked, we will say eu andei. Eu andei. And the ending I'm using here is, in Portuguese, e, andei. But eu andei not only translates I walked, as in, for instance, yesterday I walked, but it also translates the present perfect of this verb in English, which is I have walked. The fact is that in Portuguese, we don't have two different tenses to translate I walked and I have walked. So both we will translate the same way with the pretérito perfeito simples, eu andei. So this tense, the pretérito perfeito simples do indicativo, we will use it when we're talking about something that happened and finished in the past. So it's used for actions that occurred at a specific time, a specific moment, a specific period in the past. And these actions, they are not continuing into the present. And these actions happened that one time in the past, and we know when they happened. So it's for precise, specific actions. I'm pointing this out because in Portuguese we have another tense called pretérito imperfeito that we will look at then in a future episode, that it will work completely in a completely different way. So let's focus on this one today. Let's focus on this tense that we use to express these things that happened in the past, that finished in the past, that occurred at a specific time, moment or period in the past, that one time, we know when, and they are not continuing into the present. And on today's episode, I really wanted to look at the regular AR verbs in the pretérito perfeito simples do indicativo. So being regular, the first thing we need to do, for instance, let's keep doing the verb andar, the first thing we need to do is to drop the ending of the infinitive form. So we have andar, and we will drop the AR, or in Portuguese, AR. And then we get that first part of the verb, that stem, and we will add to it the right endings for the pretérito perfeito. So for instance, the first person I told you already is eu and they. Eu and they. I walked, or I have walked. For instance, think about yesterday. The word for yesterday in Portuguese is ontem. Ontem. Como se escreve ontem? O-N-T-E-M. Ontem. So, yesterday I walked. Ontem, eu andei. Now, let's do the informal you. Tu. Tu andaste. Tu andaste. This time our ending is a bit bigger, four letters. In Portuguese, A-S-T-E. Andaste. Finishing with E, or in English, E. As you know, we tend to drop that last E. So you don't need to say andaste. You can drop it and just say andaste, finishing in the sound of the consonant T. Formal you. Você andou. Andou. Our ending now, again, just two letters in Portuguese, O, U, andou. And although we have two letters and two vowels specifically, we will pronounce it in just one sound. So I don't want you to read O, although it's a bit of a possible pronunciation in the north of Portugal, but the standard Portuguese, we will do just one sound. Put your lips round and forward as if you're going to whistle and say O. O. So you, formal you, walked. Você andou. Você andou. And make sure you stress that last syllable. Você andou. And you will use the same exact verb form, andou, to do the he and the she. He walked. Ele andou. Try to run these two words together. Ele andou. As we naturally drop the last E of words, and especially if the following word starts with a vowel, so ideal conditions to say ele andou, as if it's just one word. And we will do kind of the same thing with the she, because ela ends in A and andou ends also with a nay sound, although nasal, but we can still run it together. Ela andou. Ela andou. She walked. Ela andou. So we did the singular forms that I will repeat now, and you can repeat after me. Notice that the first person, eu, and the third, você, ele, ela, we're stressing the last syllable. I know when we're doing the verbs in the present tense, we always stress the second to last one, but here on these two particular ones, because they end in I and you, they follow a different rule. If a word ends with the letters I or U, or in Portuguese E, U, we will naturally stress the last syllable. So what do we get? Let's repeat. Vamos repetir. Eu andei. Tu andaste. Você andou. Ele andou. Ela andou. And now let's do the plural forms. And I'm sure you will like what I have to tell you now about nós. It happens that for regular verbs and regular verbs only, when we do the nós in the pretérito perfeito simples do indicativo, the tense we're studying today, the nós is just like the present tense. That's right, so knowing the present tense, and this only works for nós, and this only works for regular verbs. If the verb is irregular, it will not be just like the present. It will have a completely different form. But if the verb is regular, you will definitely recognize it from the present. This is because we say, we walked, just like we say, we walk, which is, nós andamos. Nós andamos. Now here, just for the AR verbs, I have to tell you that we have a double spelling. The spelling is the same, but one takes an accent and the other one doesn't. So standard Portuguese, we will naturally open the A on the second syllable. So we will say nós andamos. To tell the difference between the present tense, andamos, and the past tense, andamos. But not everyone in Portugal does this, so nowadays we have a double spelling with an optional accent. So if you want to write andamos and pronounce andamos just like we do in the present tense, that's perfectly fine. If you want to use an accent on the second syllable, on the second, an acute accent to the right side, and say andamos, opening a bit more the A, that's also fine. Personally, I do it, but I know that it's possible not to do it. And this doesn't happen with ER or IR verbs. For those, the nós will be exactly the same in both present and past, in both pronunciation and spelling. So just for the AR. So if you see it with an accent, it's fine, it's correct. If you see it without, it's also fine, it's also correct. Here I will open a bit the A, because sometimes that helps people to understand whether we're talking in the present or the past. So I will say nós andamos instead of andamos. But as I said, both are correct. Just do whichever or choose whichever you feel better for you to pronounce and to understand. So we walked yesterday. We walked ontem. Nós andamos. Now, of course, because I'm doing a verb starting with a vowel and nós ends in S, so we have a S between vowels. Naturally, that S from nós will turn into a Z sound. Nós andamos. Nós andamos. We walked. Nós andamos. And now you, plural you, you guys walked. Vocês andaram. So what kind of ending do we have now? We have A, R, A, M, or in Portuguese, A, R, A, M. And we will stress the second to last syllable, so we'll stress the da. You guys walked yesterday. Ontem, vocês andaram. Stress the second to last syllable. Andaram. Andaram. But when you finish, in the end, close your lips in order to make the nasal sound ão. But don't stress it. Stress the second to last syllable. I will repeat, and again, just like it happened with nós, vocês ends in S. That S is between two vowels. So again, we're saying vocês andaram. So you get the Z sound. Vocês, if I stop, vocês andaram. If I say it more naturally, vocês andaram. And the same exact verb form, andaram, will be good to translate they walked, masculine and feminine. So masculine, they walked, when it's talking about men or a mixed group of men and women together, eles andaram. Eles andaram. Of course, that if you split the word for some reason, you can say eles andaram. That's perfectly fine. But more naturally, when we're speaking, it flows much better if we're saying eles andaram. Same thing for feminine day. This one just referring to the ladies. Elas andaram. Elas andaram. Okay, so let's repeat this verb. This verb is an example of AR regular verbs, and I will repeat each verb form along with the word ontem, meaning, of course, yesterday. Ontem eu andei. Ontem tu andaste. Ontem você andou. Ontem ele andou. Ontem ela andou. Ontem nós andamos. Ontem vocês andaram. Ontem eles andaram. Ontem elas andaram. Now, another thing I want to tell you about this tense is the fact that it works a bit differently from English when we think about negative sentences or questions, interrogative sentences. So, thinking in English, if I say yesterday I walked, I say ontem eu andei. Yesterday I walked, ontem eu andei. But when I turn this into a negative sentence in English, it changes completely, right? Instead of keep using the verb walked, we change into yesterday I didn't walk. So we use in English an auxiliary verb, in this case did, and then we do the negative, did not walk. And it turns out to be a completely different verb form. So we don't have the walked anymore. Now we have an auxiliary verb, did, and then the verb walk comes in the infinitive form. This doesn't happen in Portuguese at all. So for us, in Portuguese, it's the same whether I'm doing an affirmative sentence or a negative sentence. The only difference, of course, is that when we're doing a negative sentence, we have to add the word noun before the verb, just like you've learned for the present tense. So for instance, if I wanted to say something like, today I did not walk 5 kilometers, I did not walk, in Portuguese I will say, hoje eu não andei 5 kilometers. So if it's affirmative, would be, hoje eu andei 5 kilometers. And if it's negative, the only difference is that I need to add the word noun right before the verb form. So, the sentence, hoje eu andei 5 quilómetros. To turn this sentence into a negative one, I will say exactly the same sentence, exactly the same words, having in mind that the only change I need to do is placing the noun before the verb. So, see how it changes. Hoje eu andei 5 quilómetros, affirmative. Hoje eu não andei 5 quilómetros, negative. So, in Portuguese, we don't use auxiliary verbs. There's no auxiliary verbs for negative or interrogative sentences. We just use, in the case of the negatives, the noun. So, let me give you a few examples, affirmative and negative, using different AR verbs. Next sentence, I will say, this morning, you did not have breakfast at home. I will use the verb tomar, so more literally will be something like, this morning, you did not take breakfast at home. But I will use the verb tomar, not ter. So, affirmative, afirmativa. Esta manhã, tu tomaste o pequeno almoço em casa. Negativa, esta manhã, tu não tomaste o pequeno almoço em casa. Another sentence, and then don't worry, I will repeat all these sentences so you can have the opportunity to repeat after me. So this time I'll say, this afternoon, you, formerly you, você, worked a lot. And then this afternoon, you did not work a lot. So, afirmativa, esta tarde, você trabalhou muito. Esta tarde, você não trabalhou muito. Let's do another example. This time, I will say, this evening, or tonight, he did not study, he studied the verbs, and then he did not study the verbs. Esta noite, remember that noite could go for both evening and night. Esta noite, ele estudou os verbos. Esta noite, ele não estudou os verbos. Now, let's work with the verb almoçar. Almoçar means to have lunch. And let's say, yesterday, we had lunch together, and yesterday, we did not have lunch together. Ontem, nós almoçamos juntos. Negativa. Ontem, nós não almoçamos juntos. Let's learn now the word for the day before yesterday. So, if yesterday is ontem, the day before yesterday is just one word in Portuguese, is anteontem. So, basically add to the word ontem in the beginning of the word, ant, A-N-T-E, ant. And then we will read it just to flow better, anteontem, the day before yesterday. So let's say, the day before yesterday, you guys had dinner out, and then the day before yesterday, you guys did not have dinner out. Have dinner is the verb jantar. Anteontem, vocês jantaram fora, negativa, anteontem vocês não jantaram fora. Another sentence for they, masculine they, let's say something like last weekend, no fim de semana passado. Make sure you start with this contraction between the preposition em and the article o, no. No fim de semana passado, they bought, eles compraram a new car. Um carro novo. No fim de semana passado, eles compraram um carro novo. Negativa. No fim de semana passado, eles não compraram um carro novo. And one last example, this time for the feminine they, elas. And let's use now the expression last year. Just like last weekend, let's start with a contraction between the preposition em and the article o, no. No ano passado, they lived in Lisbon. No ano passado, eles moraram em Lisboa. Sorry. I said eles, but this example was meant to be elas, so I will repeat. No ano passado, elas moraram em Lisboa. Negativa. No ano passado, elas não moraram em Lisboa. So we did the verbs andar, tomar, trabalhar, estudar, almoçar, jantar, comprar, morar. All these verbs have in common the fact that they are regular AR verbs. So they follow the endings I taught you earlier. I will repeat these sentences so you can have the chance of repeating them after me, and this time I will not say anything in English, just in Portuguese, and we'll do the affirmative first and the negative after. Estão prontos? Are you ready? Hoje eu andei 5 quilómetros. Hoje eu não andei 5 quilómetros. Esta manhã, tu tomaste o pequeno almoço em casa. Esta manhã, tu não tomaste o pequeno almoço em casa. Esta tarde, você trabalhou muito. Esta tarde, você não trabalhou muito. Esta noite, ele estudou os verbos. Esta noite, ele não estudou os verbos. Ontem, nós almoçamos juntos. Ontem, nós não almoçamos juntos. Anteontem, vocês jantaram fora. Anteontem, vocês não jantaram fora. No fim de semana passado, eles compraram um carro novo. No fim de semana passado, eles não compraram um carro novo. No ano passado, elas moraram em Lisboa. No ano passado, elas não moraram em Lisboa. So, and as I said before, if we don't use auxiliary verbs for the negative sentences, like I walked turning into I did not walk, we don't do that. We also don't use auxiliary verbs to ask questions. So if I wanted to turn all these sentences we've just learned into questions, I wouldn't change them, not a little bit. The only thing I would have to do is when we write use a question mark and when we say it, when we're speaking, trying to have a question intonation, raising your voice. So I will pick all these sentences again in their affirmative form, but you could also do it in their negative form and just read them with a different intonation, and that will turn them into questions. So the first one about yesterday I walked for 5 kilometers, as a question, did I walk? Did I walk today for 5 kilometers? In Portuguese would just have to be hoje eu andei 5 quilómetros. It would also work well in the negative. You could say, didn't I walk today for 5 kilometers? But just to simplify, I will turn all the affirmative sentences we've learned into questions. And remember, when we write, the only difference is that instead of a full stop, we'll have a question mark. And when we're saying them, and this is important for you to understand, we really need to change the intonation. So the same exact sentences in the affirmative form, I mean, not negative, but this time we'll change them into interrogative, into questions. Estão prontos? Hoje eu andei 5 quilómetros. Esta manhã, tu tomaste o pequeno almoço em casa? Esta tarde, você trabalhou muito? Esta noite, ele não estudou os verbos? Ontem nós almoçamos juntos. Anteontem, vocês jantaram fora? No fim de semana passado, eles compraram um carro novo? No ano passado, elas moraram em Lisboa. So the intonation is the key. It's what makes the difference. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. And just before we finish, I have to say that this podcast wouldn't be possible without my dear patrons. So I really need to thank them. Thank you. Muito obrigada. Muito obrigada. Francine Brown, Kita Barknovitz, Rebecca Hunt, Petra Korf, Brenda Sobrecht, David Soto, Lindy Falk, Michelle Cubrosi, Jerry Ellis, Sandra Weimert, Karen Source, Kenneth Pizisco, Ibrahim Almutawa, Hank Van Kahn, Karin Barnhorn, Pauline Mansfield, Pranudiana, Anne Grandage, Elise van der Vlucht, David Martin, Patricia Martin, Catherine Dernford Vang, Mikkel Plek Duvian, Art Veld, Ernst Scholte, Agnieszka Morozewicz-Kuczewska, Tatiana Krupnik, Ramunas Plektus, Kim Noble, Tensha McKnight, Chris Brandt, Meredith Richards, Micheline Huntley, Jess Hesselmans, Diane, Josie Koopman, Lex Mui, Sneer, Susan Mas, Michael Machado, Molly Morton, Jaya de Reins, John Markveit, David Kirkham, Rakesh Gupta, Paul Greenhalg, Jim Chang, Matthew Brett, Kirsten Kunstmann, Brandon Wallis, Kate Awake, David Keller, David Hessler, Ruby Menon, Deborah Tuhi, Ashwin, Mikael Hedlund, Michael Vennett, Bruce Raymond, and Sharon Matthews. Thank you all for your support. Thank you all for keeping my motivation high. Muito, muito obrigada e até para a semana. Tchau!